Fred and George had realized what Malfoy was talking about. Halfway through shaking Harry's hand, they stiffened, looking around at Malfoy. "Leave it," said Angelina at once, taking Fred by the arm. "Leave it, Fred. Let him yell. He's just sore he lost the jumped-up little." "But you like the Weasleys, don't you, Potter?" said Malfoy, sneering. "Spend holidays there and everything, don't you? Can't see how you stand the stink. But I suppose when you've been dragged up by muggles, even the Weasleys' hovel smells okay." Harry grabbed hold of George. Meanwhile, it was taking the combined efforts of Angelina, Alicia, and Katie to stop Fred leaping on Malfoy, who was laughing openly. Harry looked around for Madame Hooch, but she was still berating Crabbe for his illegal bludger attack. "Or perhaps," said Malfoy, leering as he backed away, "you can remember what your mother's house stank like, Potter, and Weasley's pigsty reminds you of it." Harry was not aware of releasing George. All he knew was that a second later, both of them were sprinting at Malfoy. He had completely forgotten the fact that all the teachers were watching. All he wanted to do was cause Malfoy as much pain as possible. With no time to draw out his wand, he merely drew back the fist, clutching the snitch, and sank it as hard as he could into Malfoy's stomach. "Harry! Harry! George! No!" He could hear girls' voices screaming, Malfoy yelling, George swearing, a whistle blowing, and the bellowing of the crowd around him. But he did not care, not until somebody in the vicinity yelled, "Impedimenta!" And only when he was knocked over backward by the force of the spell did he abandon the attempt to punch every inch of Malfoy he could reach. "What do you think you're doing?" screamed Madame Hooch as Harry leapt to his feet again. It was she who had hit him with the impediment jinx. She was holding her whistle in one hand and a wand in the other. Her broom lay abandoned several feet away. Malfoy was curled up on the ground, whimpering and moaning, his nose bloody. George was sporting a swollen lip. Fred was still being forcibly restrained by the three chasers, and Crabbe was cackling in the background.
"I've never seen behaviour like it. Back up to the castle, both of you, and straight to your head of house's office. Go, now!"
Harry and George turned on their heels and marched off the pitch, both panting, neither saying a word to each other. The howling and jeering of the crowd grew fainter and fainter until they reached the entrance hall, where they could hear nothing except the sound of their own footsteps. Harry became aware that something was still struggling in his right hand, the knuckles of which he had bruised against Malfoy's jaw. Looking down, he saw the snitch's silver wings protruding from between his fingers, struggling for release.